Blog Talk Radio.
I see you crying, I see you hurt, I see you reaching, I know you're worried from all your struggles and all your troubles, too much to handle. What do you do?
There's one thing.
There's one thing that you must remember about my God.
That he always.
He always makes a way.
Yeah.
I know your situation still, and you can't see him, but.
But he always
makes. He always makes a way.
Yeah.
You're not. When there's no one left,
remember,
he always makes a way.
Somebody's been hurting.
I know you think about tomorrow, but don't forget
what he's already done.
About yesterday,
wow.
He brought you through, and he helped you make it through all the pain. He will come through. There's one thing that you must remember about my God.
When it seems like it's over, he steps in.
Always makes a way.
I know.
It's a way.
Right now you can't see him.
You can't see him.
I know he will.
He always
makes a way.
You're
not alone. God will make a way.
Take it up by yourself.
he will. God will always make a way for his children, even though we cannot see it in the natural, but God works in the supernatural. He has made a way for us for so many years, from the beginning of time, that it is indescribable how he is to us. Even though we want to go our own way and have our own thing, God still steps in the middle of our circumstances. God, we just thank you, we honor you, we love you, we adore you, we glorify you, that God, not for what you have done, but for who you are, God, we just acknowledge your presence right now for the fact that you are still good and you're still on the throne. God, we thank you for your sovereign son, Jesus, who died for us on our behalf on a hill called Calvary. God, we just thank you for the sacrifice for us and know that he took the place for death to try to come by. But God, we know that you have already had the victory, even on a hill called Calvary. Death cannot hold him down. He cannot be held by the grave because he's got all power in his hands. We thank you, Father, for just giving us strength in the time of our trouble, giving us meeting our needs that go beyond our imagination. We thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. Even when we act up, your love is never expired. Your love is always ongoing, continuously. Every day that we see brand new mercies, God, because there will come a time that we will see you face to face. And one day, God, you will see you've been good over a few things, but come on up and make the ruler over many. Lord, we thank you for just being alive, for having our own breath to breathe on our own, without any machine. We thank you for allowing us to walk without having any walkers or canes. Thank you for just being grateful and thankful to what, not only what you're going to do, but what you already have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, I chose that song because I have a disclaimer. Today is a different day. Today would be the kind of day that I will express myself, and God has allowed me to tell you what I've gone through in the past few weeks or even a few months. And he has allowed me to say certain things that some folks would not say on the show. And I thank God for that because he is the one that gave me my title, Speak Your Mind Now. And there are some things I want to talk about today that happened to me personally in the last 2 weeks. You all know the story that I have had kidney surgery, kidney biopsy. I'm at a stage 3 kidney disease in my body. I've had my diet changed. I had given blood, given urinalysis, been tested for many CT scans, all that. But yeah, I still give God the praise for what I have because he still is the creator of life. But it's amazing how God allowed me to go through things before and after. Because before I got removed from my current position before for hospital reasons, I was being treated by my former employer with respect, admiration. And they just kept telling me to be strong. You know, we'll get you through this. Just we'll have your job when you get back. Just be strong. And I thought that was very great for them. But when I got back from the hospital, I've just been on disability for three and a half months. And when I got back to work two weeks ago, things changed. How did they change? Well, things change with people through their actions. They were not very supportive, if you will. They were not very helpful. My doctor put me on a weight restriction limit to not go over 50 pounds. And my former employers or employees, whatever, did not want to adhere to the fact that I could not lift so much pounds because I could physically get hurt, rupture a kidney, or even worse, bleed to death inside my body and die. They did not realize the fact that I was still in pain, but taking medication. They did not realized the fact that whatever my doctor said was null and void. I was mistreated real bad. I was disrespected in so many ways you couldn't even imagine. I was called out my name by service manager. I was called that you're on vacation and we don't like it, you know, just bull stuff, you know. And I find that very odd to hear and to go through, but it got worse. It got worse. It got to a point where I was being lied on by other coworkers to my managers. I was told that I'm wandering the hall, not doing anything, which was not true because I was helping other departments in my job, helping other customers, if you will. So how else am I get from here to there if I'm not going to walk? Am I going to, what, levitate? You know, just keep it real, y'all. And I had been told that I did not want to be worked with by a few of my coworkers. I did not want to be seen working with them because they really hated my guts. This is what I've been told. And as a 45-year-old man, the only African-American male in this building, you would think that I would be insulted to the max. Well, I was insulted, but I kept my game face on. And I told the people who told me the wrongdoing, I said, you know what, this is how I went down. I don't agree with what you're saying to me. I don't agree with how you're treating me. But, no, forget what the black man said. You know, we're in an all-white facility. We can do what we want to say and do. We don't care what you say. We don't care how you think or how you act. We're going to treat you as a racist, what they call it, a racist slave master. It's okay. I can only take so much. Every day I had to go in with prayer. Every day was like a battlefield, if you will, because I was fighting demonic spirits. I was fighting demons. I was scheduled to work on the truck at least 5 or 6 times when I got back to work. Now, if I want a weight restriction, you would think that working on the truck would be the last thing you would do, right? No. Even with a dolly, lifting up 800-pound refrigerators can be hectic. Because a dolly takes only half the weight. But 400 pounds is still too much for me to handle in my condition. Now, 200 pounds is even handled a lot. 75 pounds is a lot. But no, they didn't care. On was getting a job done, getting it done right, and making money. That's all they cared about. They were a money-hungry, greedy, sadistic type of company. And what's so sad about it, the employers, the managers, were the same. They were money hungry. We don't care what you do, and we don't care how you work this job. We just want you to work it. Now, I was on like lightly for a little bit, working in the garden center, spray washing the concrete floors and watering the plants. It's all good. You know, helping customers with the packages. It's all good. I can do that. But, you know, when I get code 50, which means somehow, the goodies. So I was told by my head manager, you hit that code 50, you drop what you're doing. If you're not with a customer, and come see what's going on. I said, okay, that's cool. I can do that. But no. One day I was going to lunch in the break room. I hear a code 50. I didn't clock out yet. I stopped what I was doing, got up, walked back to where they needed me. And guess who's walking ahead of me? Yes, the manager and the assistant manager. Why are y'all here? And at the time, I did not know what was needed being helped with the customer, but they needed like a 225-pound table. Or I don't know what it was. Long, big box. It was heavy. It took two people to put it on the flat cart. So they got it. I didn't touch it. I go back to the break room to clock out for lunch. The next morning, my manager told me that we're getting complaints about your work habits. I said, what complaints are those? What are you talking about? Well, nobody want to work with you in this store. I said, really? I said, I find that very hard to believe because I ain't worked with everybody in the store, especially the cashiers. So how can you say this to me? Well, I see you walking back and forth like yesterday. I said, well, yesterday I was about to clock out for lunch, And you said yourself, if I hear a code 50, to come help whoever needs help. So after y'all took care of the table that the lady they handled to purchase, I went back to the break room and I got some lunch. Because according to y'all policy, I have to have a 30-minute to an hour break every time I'm working. Now, some days, I don't want to take an hour break. I want to keep on going, keep on moving, and get the heck about that store. But no, by policy, by force, by rules and regulations, we all have to take a 30 to an hour break. So that's what I did. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you one thing. One day after the truck was emptied out, I was in the appliance area talking to two other guys. One guy said to me, which was a service manager, he said, "Aaron, what's wrong with you?" I said, "I'm tired." And let me say this too, but I see what I'm going to tell y'all. I do not apologize for what I'm about to tell you because this is real talk. We are adult enough to hear things we should hear and say things what's on our mind. So if you are offended by what I'm about to say, hang the phone up now. If you are listening to the archive, cut it off because I am not going to apologize for what I've been told. This is real talk. This is called speaking my mind now. One of the managers told me, "Oh, you're just a pussy." But to him, like, really? You gonna call me that? I said, "But you know I've gone through some real critical issues in my body, which has taken my strength at least 55-60% away from me. You gonna call me that?" And the best thing I could have done, besides knocking the hell out of him, was to walk away. Because had I been the only person that stood there as a black man who had my first thought was to knock the shit out of him, I would have been fired for one thing and brought on charges for assault and battery. I'll tell you smart. I walked away. Fist clenched. Teeth gritted. Praying to God, "If you don't help me now, I'm going to whoop his ass." That's what I told God. I said, "God, if you don't help me, I'm whooping the shit out of this dude." And forget that I'm a minister. You know, I'm still a human. And the more I think about this mess, it's making me angry, to tell you the truth. But I told myself, I'm getting off my chest. I'm going to let the world of Blog Talk Radio know that there are some foolish people in the world at your workplace. Forget I'm a minister. Forget I'm a child of God. Forget I'm saved and ordained. Forget all that. I'm still human. And that's what I felt. I felt violent. So I walked away. So you think this was stopped by now, but no, this kept going on for days and days. And I just got fed up with it. I said, "You know what? I'm done. This is my last day here." And that decision was made this past Monday night. So I was encouraged to write a letter of resignation and to drop it off the next time I get to work and put it on the manager's desk. Also, I also did this today, too, for a formal letter of resignation and had it mail certified. So, after all this said and done, that my lawyers would have a cup of tea, I have filed a complaint against this company, and also I will file a report with the EEOC, Department of Labor, and tell them the same thing that happened, and have given them a copy of my letter I wrote to the company. So it's been real. It's been hard. It's been hectic to work with demonic people, not just at your job, but you could be in school. It could be your own family. And I'm going to say what I'm going to say anyway, because this is my show. But this is how I also feel. I didn't like it, not one bit. And I just refused to be a spiritual doormat towards other folks who think they have the best of me. No, you don't. So if I want to get ignorant with you, then I definitely will get ignorant with you. If that's what it takes to make you see my point of view, and leave me alone. I'm done with you. Leave me alone. I'm through with you. Leave me the hell alone. Because what you're doing to me is not only ungodly, but it's senseless. Treating me one way before I went to surgery, now I'm getting so much disrespect and hatred to be called out my name, to be racially divided because I'm not giving them out 100% all. No, I still have pain every now and then. I'm not fully healed. So it's just been crazy. And I really don't care if what they say now, after he read the letter, he may be talking about this morning at the meeting. I don't know, because we have meetings every morning. It doesn't matter if they hated me or whatever they talk about Aaron Daniel Hubbard, it's fine. I'm done. Because they don't know that the God I serve is able to keep me stable. Yes, he will make a way. I don't care how much we act up. God will not turn his back on us. A man will. God will always find some kind of favor for us and open a door in our behalf. We can walk out on faith. Walk out and say, I've done good by God because I kept my hands and feet to myself, not acting towards. Because the Bible says that God will seek revenge and he shall repay. So the best thing for me was to walk away from every little thing I had to go through this past couple of weeks. Now, I couldn't be like this a few years ago. It would have been a totally opposite. But growth in God is always a good thing. Because without him, we can do nothing. With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things, and I mean all things. Go with me to Book of Matthew in the 11th chapter. If you don't, that's fine too. I'll read it to you. Verse 28, and the Bible says in Matthew is saying, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. And that's what I was. I was very weary. I was tired. Not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and burdened. And I will give you rest. No, it's enough to go to, it's not enough to go to certain people who think you have your back, but it's everything to go to God in prayer. Because he won't tell us so. Well, we tell him. He will make a way out of no way. And then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in the heart. And you will find rest for your soul. My soul needed rest from this company. So giving my resignation was a virtuous thing to do. It was the only thing that would have kept me alive physically if I had if I had stayed there, I'd probably be, you know, back in the hospital again with stress-related factors like high blood pressure, aneurysm, whatever. But doing what I had to do this morning, God kept me. And he allowed me to do what I had to do and write a resignation and giving it to the manager's desk because he wasn't there at the time of the morning. And he's maybe thinking, well, why didn't you get to him when you saw him that letter of the day? Well, truth be told, I didn't want to. I didn't have any reason to see his man's face. I didn't have any reason to answer his questions. I wasn't going to anyway. But I didn't want to be bothered by him looking at me crazy or asking, what's this? I didn't want to be bothered by that. I just wanted to get in and get out. So at 4:10 this morning, a.m., I laid a letter on his desk, on his laptop. And then a few couple of hours ago, sent him another letter certified so that they make sure they got this one because it had to be signed for. So it's just amazing how God can do. Like he can open doors no man can shut, and he can shut doors no man can open. Because that's how strong and sovereign our God is. And then he says in verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. To me, that means whatever I'm going through, that I can go through it with God. I feel like I'm having a Peter moment right about now. When Peter told or asked Jesus, if it's you, Lord, bid me to come to you. And Jesus responded and says, come on out. And the people in the boat, his boys, disciples, told or coaxed Peter to sit in the boat. I don't know about you, but I give Peter all the credit that he deserved. Because he decided to follow Christ out in the water where it was windy and boisterous and waves are crashing. Then stay in the boat with naysayers. That's the problem. We stay in a boat with too many naysayers. Because the devil was talking to me last week and said, you can't go nowhere because you don't have a job to fall back on. But the devil, what the devil did not know was that God was working in my behalf. I know God can do things. He's done a lot of things for my life. I have seen the hand of God work in other folks' lives. But you cannot tell me that God can fulfill his needs, fulfill our needs. You cannot tell me God cannot keep his promises. Because we don't serve that kind of God. We serve the God of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth and the universe, the God that created all this. You mean tell me he can't handle a little bit of thing like what I've got? Surely he can. So I'm just thankful right now for the fact that I'm alive to this day to tell you what I've gone through. Because the Bible says we are overcome by testimony. We are more than conquerors. Whatever you're going through, give it to God. I mean, he did say, cast all your cares upon me. He didn't say just half or some or just a little bit. He said all. No matter how big or small it is, all. I don't care how big my problems are. They don't put a cannon to the God I serve because he's much bigger than that. My God is awesome. I can't give him enough praise because he's the worst. I cannot find how great he is. When I didn't see a way, he made a way. On the verge of being, not recently, but in the past years of my life, being kicked out so I had no rent money. God made a way. When God had given me the strength to do what I had to do to find employment because people were acting strange towards me, being stolen from, God made a way. Being lied on by my stepfather, but God made a way. Being misunderstood by my own family, but God made a way. Being friendless because I thought I had friends in school and in church who left me high and dry, God made a way. Being talked about because I had been ostracized by the way I preached and how I preached, God made a way. No matter what you go through in life, God can make a way for you. Not just for you, but for whoever is involved. Because he don't just fill our cups. He fills our cups and they overflow. The blessings that he has for us, they're not all for us. Yes, God can make a way. When you don't see a way out, he's already made a way out. You put your hands in the air and just like giving up and telling God, stop the world, let me get off. God has your interest best at heart. And we have to wait on him. We can't rush him. We can't put him on a timetable. But even though you sleep, give it to God, that he never sleeps. I just read to you that he will give you He would give you rest. So why are we up all half the night tossing and turning, pacing the floor? Give it to God. That's all I have to say right now. I don't know if anybody has anything to say to comment what I say on the air. If you do, you can press the number one key. My computer's been blank. I don't know if... Okay. If you have anything to say, press number one key. If not, I thank you for hearing what I had to say from my heart, and I allow and thank God that he allowed me to do and say what I had to say. and do, because should nobody, no person, should have to go through this kind of torture from nobody and be disrespected. To, I think we have a caller. I don't know. Let me check this. Let me see if they want to say anything. Erica 701, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for calling to the show.
I'm good, thank you. I'm glad you brought up this topic. And, you and I have talked before about this topic. And there are a lot of people. I'm sorry?
Of course, I'm disagreeing with you. I'm sorry.
A lot of people are in similar boats where they're being mistreated at work. And they feel like there's nothing they can do about it. And they feel trapped, unfortunately. And it is important to ask God for help and guidance, when you're feeling like you're being mistreated on the job. And for these department stores, what they listen to is dollar signs, like what you said. Let us not patronize these stores that continue to harass its employees. Just don't go in the store. Because why are we supporting that type of an industry when they have wronged us? And I think I mentioned on the air, I don't know if I think I did mention on the air that, my dog was injured at Petco. I'll just say the name. I don't care. And, they denied it. And they said it could have happened outside of their care. It could have happened anywhere. Of course, they had every excuse under the sun, but I know my dog. I know, what he will do and what, some things that he won't do, and the way they try to cover up his wound by gluing it together. I mean, that's like, who does that? Who glues, who super glues a dog's chest together to conceal a wound? You know what I mean? So I will never go into the store again. They will never get any of my dollars. I posted what happened on Instagram and reached out to a few people to bring about awareness about animal cruelty. I contacted PETA, who, is totally against animal cruelty in any way, shape, or form. I contacted them and let them know what happened to my dog as well. We have to let people know when you feel like you've been wronged, when our animals have been wronged, we need to advocate for ourselves too, and stand up for what we believe in. If you something that you don't morally believe in and someone's asking you to do it, you walk away. You walk away. Or you make a choice to do what's right if it's going against your morals. But yeah, it's just, I don't know what's happening with our world. It's like we work so hard and then you get mistreated on these jobs. And it's so much stress and you're there longer than you're with your own family. And it can take a toll on a person's psyche, So I'm glad that you're having the show to remind people that they can call out to God, our Heavenly Father, for assistance. And He does hear us. He does hear your prayers. And He will act on your behalf. He will advocate for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for having the show.
You're welcome. And let me tell you, too, you just gave a great point. I'm going to do this soon. I don't care if they hear it or not. The company I was referring to, y'all, Lowe's, here in the city of Rochester, Minnesota. I wouldn't go in as a customer from this day forward. I wouldn't look the direction. I mean, I'm just so – when I say I'm so done with this company, I'm done. I don't even want to hear the word Lowe's in my presence. So, and I forgot to mention, too, before my surgery, I was making fixing some change. When I got back, took a $4 pay cut. Now that right there by itself is wrong. So yeah, I had to do what I had to do just to keep myself afloat, with my head above water, to find something else different and better. And I have, thank God. But that's just evil for somebody to do that to another person, to cut their pay, knowing they had a bodily issue almost go wrong out of their control. It wasn't a work injury, you know what I'm saying? It was something that's inside, internal, that they got looked at, got tested. Oh, I got this, but I got to do to save my whatever. If you're going to cut my pay, that's evil. And I hope to God that the people who were involved with this, I hope God has mercy on your soul. How do you sleep at night? If you can sleep at all. But you did what you did, but now my God came out on top once again. So I'm done. But as far as me filing these chapters and whatnot for civil rights, I'm still not done with that just yet. I will be filing a report for the EEOC, Department of Labor, this week. And my lawyer already got the word that what's happening right now, and the doctors have too. So this fight is not over. But I just had to get it off my chest because there are others, like you say, who are going through the same lesson that you and I went through, and they don't know how to fight. So I'm hoping that we have said something to encourage the folks. You know what? If they can do it, so can I. If they can serve God and have God fight for them, why can't God fight for me? So I just thank God that I had to go through it. I'm not with the previous boy through going through the fire and not smelling like smoke, not having my clothes stinging or my hair on fire, but coming out as pure gold.
Yeah.
So that's what I am.
And then I was just going to also say that, you know, it's like a test. It's a test, you know. Are you going to walk the path that I have laid out for you, or are you going to try to do things your way, which usually ends up being the harder way, you know? What path are you going to take, you know? And I was just going to say really quickly that also the job that I'm at now, I was waiting for something else to open up. So I took this temporarily until I could go back to working as a licensed counselor. Well, the job that I'm at now, I've had two people call into the company, and I assist the callers. So two people call into the company trying to get some assistance from the state so they can get on medical marijuana. And so it does not resonate with me. Like I said, remember I said earlier, it's about your morals and, you know, what do you believe in and what do you feel is right? And if something is going against that, it's a red flag. So me, as a licensed addiction counselor, I do not feel comfortable trying to help somebody figure out how can they obtain medical marijuana. You see what I'm saying? I want out. And thank God, God has gotten me out. And I'm, you know, going to be back counseling people, you know, who struggle with substance use disorders. So, this just does not resonate with me at all. You know, it's totally against what I believe in. You know, no drugs, clean, healthy living, you know, not perfect, but I don't feel comfortable trying to help somebody figure out how they could get medical marijuana when I'm an addiction counselor. And I can't say, well, maybe you should look into other alternatives. You know, I can't counsel them in that way because of the job description that I'm in. So I was like, no, I'm out. I took a path that was my path that I chose on my own, but I need to go back to what God told me what to do. So I asked God, open up a door so I could get back into the field that you have directed. And I clearly heard you tell me that I want you to help people with addiction. So open up a door so I can get back into that. And he did.
Okay. Ooh, we are almost out of time. Well, thank you for calling the show, especially your point of view. I'm sure somebody will hear that and be fairly blessed by what you said, because, like I said, it's a calling, and we all got our answers. So until God says the same for our next show, I don't know what's going to be just yet, but I thank everybody for calling in and for the speaker for giving her point of view, and for the people who are listening with me by archive. Thank you. God bless you so much, and y'all have a blessed, blessed day.
Thank you.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. We'll show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. Now I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. On the inside, we'll show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside, we'll show up. Meant.